At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 511.
On Now You Know. So Elon reposted Tesla Manufacturing saying, "Today we built the 100,000th new Model Y at Giga Berlin."
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot in a very short amount of time. Now, when did Giga Berlin start producing the refresh Model Y?
February 17th.
Wow.
Yeah, only 6 months ago.
Okay.
Pretty good. And now from China, where the Model Y L, the new six-seater variant, has been selling like hotcakes.
Or I guess the Chinese equivalent would be like selling hot steamed buns.
Okay. They're selling like hot steam buns. The Model Y L is now showing on the Tesla China configurator page as no longer being available in September because they're selling so well. The new delivery date has now changed to October.
Wow. So backlog.
Mm-hmm.
That's called demand.
Demand.
Time is running out for your chance at winning the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chesa Chicago. The drawing date is September 1st.
This year, the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought after electric vehicles on the road today.
There have already been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th driving off in a brand new top tier EV.
It's a win-win. You get a shot at an amazing prize. Plus, your ticket helps Chesa Chicago support families in crisis through 80 plus life-saving programs from food and furniture to job placement and more.
Only 9,999 tickets will be sold in once they're gone or the drawing date hits, which is Monday, Labor Day, September 1st. That's it. No second chances.
Go to ccraffle.com now and use promo code NYK to get $25 off of 2 tickets or $500 off of 15 tickets.
We got your attention. That's ccraffle.com, code NYK, your chance to win big and give bigger and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV.
Hurry and get in before the Labor Day drawing.
So two of Elon's companies, X and XAI, have officially sued Apple and OpenAI in the Northern District of Texas, accusing them of colluding to maintain monopolies in the smartphone and generative AI markets.
We'll have to see what discovery brings.
I wouldn't be surprised if Apple and OpenAI settle this to avoid just that.
So you think that this isn't really like a lawsuit, like a typical lawsuit where they're like, we are seeking damages. I mean, obviously they are, but...
Yeah, Elon's mad because Apple kind of controls a lot of the software pages, right? And he's never on the list.
You know how he could really stick it to Apple.
Really? What?
He could stop making Grok better for Apple users first. Why is it that it's... Why are companions still only on iPhones?
I know.
That's stupid.
Yep.
If you hate Apple so much, just take that part off or don't. Just keep developing stuff for Android first. That's all you have to do.
I know. Why doesn't it ever come out Android first?
Now I'm like, oh, maybe I should get an Apple phone, even though I'm never going to get one. But it's like, hello?
The Denver Tesla Club organized a world record-breaking Tesla light show with 202 Teslas at the summit of Pikes Peak last Saturday.
Wow. That's an elevation of 14,115 feet.
Congratulations to Simon Pollock of Tesla Light Shows for making it happen. I believe that this breaks the world record for the highest light show.
You want to get high? Are we going to get high? You want to get high?
No, we don't want to get high.
Okay.
And the Tesla Diner in Hollywood has now been open for 1 month, and there are still lines every day to get in. Zenegler posted another cool drone video of Tesla's semi-production facility in Nevada, and something big is arriving.
It looks like it could be a gigapress.
It certainly does.
So that would mean that the Tesla Semi would also be getting gigapress, which means that they could produce it faster and cheaper.
Mm-hmm. We should be getting 50,000 of them at the end of next year.
Wow.
At that rate, at least. And it appears that Tesla's FSD supervisor will be launching in Australia on Friday.
From what we're hearing, reporters in Australia had an embargo on this story that was lifted yesterday.
So no official word from Tesla as of today's show. They're just saying something big is coming. But from the number of news accounts, it does appear that FSD version 13, potentially limited to hardware 4 vehicles at first, will become operational in Australia on Friday.
So this would be a first for a right-hand drive country.
Correct.
Where they drive on the left. and the steering wheel's on the right.
Yes.
Now, but does it? Yeah, it does matter because they're driving on the left. It doesn't matter in terms of the driver. The car doesn't care where the driver is sitting.
Right.
You know, when you have to take a sharp left and a wide right.
Yeah. No, it's completely different
trains. Don't go down the wrong road.
Maybe the software keeps going, drive on the left, drive on the left. That's what I do.
Or they just mirror the footage coming in. They mirror the outputs. That's what I would do.
Oh, so it's a pot sign.
It just wouldn't be able
not
to.
Not a stop sign.
It wouldn't be able to read the signs.
All right. It's time for Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup. Tesla Korea just announced that Cybertruck is coming to South Korea with orders starting Friday.
My guess is because Korea has the same electrical system as the US, it didn't involve any reconfiguring the charging system on the Cybertruck.
Interesting. We just reviewed the Quange Meteors e-bike over on our Now Let's Review channel.
So if you've been looking for a budget e-bike, maybe like your first e-bike or an e-bike for someone that isn't, you know, like an avid biker, but just wants to go for an occasional ride, then the Quange Meteors may be a good choice.
This is an e-bike on a budget.
Everything you need for a simple ride, including some bells and whistles like front basket, a rear bike rack, and fenders, all for under $700.
Does it fit the bill for you? You'll have to check it out over on our Now Let's Review channel.
All right, time for some SpaceX news. And on Sunday, Elon posted, "Groundside liquid oxygen leak needs to be fixed, aiming for another launch attempt tomorrow." Monday's launch didn't happen because of bad weather. Elon posted, "Launch called off for tonight due to anvil clouds over launch site, lightning risk." And that's what an anvil cloud looks like, by the way. It's a big deal.
Scary.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Because it's like, what, are you going to hit it? Just aim for around the cloud. I mean, come on, it's just a cloud. We did get a glimpse inside of Starbase as Elon posted a quick video.
I counted, what, at least six Starship nose cones being made?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And Elon then stood under Starship. He said Starship version 4 will have 42 engines when three more Raptors are added to a significantly longer ship that will fly in 2027. Starship version 3 is a massive upgrade from the current version 2 and should be through production and testing by the end of the year with heavy flight activity next year. All right, it's time for sunspots. So thanks to our friends at Smart Charge America for sponsoring Sunspots today.
Since 2007, Smart Charge America has delivered fast, affordable, reliable, and safe electric car charging solutions to thousands of businesses and households nationwide.
Yeah, Smart Charge America just installed our Tesla Cybertruck PowerShare charging system, so now our Cybertruck can back up our house.
They work with certified master electricians who are licensed and insured local installers.
So if you need anything from home chargers to batteries, residential to commercial, I wouldn't go anywhere else. And get this, we were just talking with our buddy Joe Barletta, the CEO of Smart Charge America, and he agreed that effective immediately, all our awesome viewers will receive now a 15% discount off their installations.
Just use our link down below in the show notes or mention Zach and Jesse sent you.
And do it fast before Joe comes to his senses.
We've got a special in the field sunspots for you today.
Jesse and I traveled to Hadley, Massachusetts to revisit our friends Jake and Joe to see firsthand how the agrivoltaics in Joe's fields were going, both for the crops and the solar generation. Check it out.
So, Joe, what are you doing?
Well, Joe said I could boil some corn using the solar energy that he's also harvesting. So,
interesting. So, the sun is making the corn grow. It's also powering these solar panels here. And then we're going to boil it in the Cybertruck with the battery.
Yeah.
So Joe, we were here 2 years ago and you were growing broccoli. Now I see that you're growing corn. So you had broccoli last year as well. This is your first year of corn.
Yeah.
How's it doing?
It's doing fine. Seems happy. It's growing well. We'll be harvesting in about a week.
Okay, but we hear all these comments about solar panels shading the crop, but they look happy.
Everything's fine. People worry. Most worries fall in the ditch on their own. You only pick off the little ear and then you turn the rest of the stalks back into the
soil. Oh, and this goes back into the soil.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll help. Not only will we get a crop, make electricity, but we'll also be building up and improving the soil.
Jake, how does it feel after all the hard work that it took to get this project built to see it like working year after year?
Yeah, it's really rewarded. Thank you. Started out with Joe in 2019 and it took a while to get here. 4 years to get the project built and then another year to get it powered. But it's proven to be really successful for him.
You're harvesting the corn, obviously, but you're also harvesting the solar power.
Yep.
How does that work?
Actually, I think it works really well. Like this is a 74-day corn.
Okay.
So that means that 250 days of the year, the sun shines falling on a field that's really not doing anything. So here we get most of the year, probably 7/8 of it, we're harvesting the sun when there's no real crop producing anything underneath anyways.
Interesting.
So there's only dual production for 74 days. And with broccoli, it's only 65 days.
The crops love the sun and the solar panels love the sun.
Yeah, actually, when it's really extremely sunny and bright, and we've had 27 days over 90 this year so far, the plants actually have to work harder to transpire water from the ground to keep their leaves from burning up.
Oh, interesting.
So having some of the solar, you know, protect them from the sun a little bit, actually, I don't think it hurts the plant at all.
Last time we were here, the panels weren't tracking yet, but they seem to be tracking.
Yes, yeah, it's now, you know, grid powered and tracking.
I've heard numbers from like 30 to 40% more power when they track.
Yeah, that's what the estimates are, about 30% increase in power, which is real substantial. It also has a big shade impact that's more beneficial for the crops than a fixed tilt array. Fixed tilt, you'd have a lot of shade, 80 or 90% shade directly behind the panels. This is on average about 43% of shade throughout. Directly underneath the panels have about 48% shade.
It really surprised me. I thought I'd come and just see like two rows of happy corn and then sad corn on the edges near the panels, but that's not true. They all look happy.
They all seem to be doing really well. They have grown differently throughout the year, throughout the growing season. So there's eight rows in between the rows of panels. One and eight seem to be growing a couple of days or a week behind rows two through seven. And that's where rows one and eight, you're seeing more shade. So it would make sense. And so, yeah, those rows one and eight seem to be doing now towards the end of the growing season, as well as two through seven.
Crops are happy. How's the solar part of it working?
It's working well, I think. With Joe, I mean, he's a really well-known farmer in Massachusetts, and especially here in the Pioneer Valley. People look to him. He's innovative. He was an early adopter of this, and now people are like, we want to see this, voting members on CONSCOM and planning boards. So it's really encouraging to hear that testimony of like, this is the type of solar we want to see in this is an agrarian town, Hadley, Mass. So.
Now that you've done this for, 3 years with solar, would you recommend it to other farmers?
I would. And I would actually recommend that maybe they put it on some of their poorer, less productive soil. It would help the farms be more viable, especially utilizing some of the land that isn't that great.
In the winter, when you normally can't do as much farming, is it fun to look at the fact that you're actually making money from the sun?
Well, I just get rent. But I do hope to own one of the fields. We have a few more in the pipeline to go in this December, and I hope to own one of those.
Yeah, when I was reading comments on our last video, it was like split. There was a lot of positive, but then there were some people who were like, that's not going to work. It's, and then just all these kind of crazy reasons. Do you feel like it's just
fine? People worry too much.
I love it. That sums it up. They really do.
And then other farmers are like, you know, what's going on over there? How's it working? And sweet corn is a sun-loving crop. So if we can do it here, right, you know.
If people watching right now want to know more about this and want to know like, hey, would that work for my farm? Where can they go to get information?
Yeah, thank you. Our website would be the best source. So that's HyperionSystemsLLC.com. We have socials as well, but the website is the best. And there's a contact us page. So that email would go directly to me and my colleague Austin. There's a phone number on there as well. So.
Nice. So you don't mind answering some questions?
No, we're happy to. This is, you know, we want to see more of this.
Can we steal a couple of ears of corn from your field today?
We have more than we can eat.
All right, Greg, we solar powered the truck up this morning, so.
Yep. Your truth.
Keep the heat in.
All right, get one for me.
All right, let's have our solar powered corn.
Woo!
All right, I'm gonna let you be the guinea pig.
All right.
Is it cooked right? Is it grown right?
Yeah, sweet.
So this is solar powered corn.
Solar powered corn.
In every way you can imagine.
This doesn't get much more solar powered than this.
Ooh. I could get used to this. Can we come by more often, Jake?
Well, thank you, Joe.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, thank you to Jake and Joe for all the hard work they do for allowing us to come and visit and report on what I hope everyone in the world will know now, that this crop that we keep hearing about, that you can't have solar and farming, is not true.
The truth is, done right, solar and farming can go hand in hand. The proof is right there. If you want to learn more about it, we visited Joe's farm a couple years ago. Here's a link to our disruptive investing video.
And we have a longer video of our recent visit on Patreon today as a Patreon bonus video for our lovely patrons. And it is time for the Patreon bonus story. So on Patreon today, don't forget to enter for your chance to win the Tesla wall connector.
We've got Patreon bonus stories just for our lovely patrons,
including more about the agrivoltaics farm that we visited in Hadley, Mass. Last week.
We'll see you wonderful patrons over on Patreon.
All right, we're back for a Patreon bonus story. It's time for the Patreon shoutouts. Who do we got today?
We've got Michael J. Danbury,
Ale Carr,
Gerfried Kroger,
Kyle Neal,
and Reed Nice Wonder.
Thank you guys so much for making it possible for us to do the work we do. All right, time for Elon's X's of the week. By 2030, all jobs will be replaced by AI and robots.
Austin Duran then said, when robots replace working people, how will those who become unemployed sustain their lives?
Elon said there will be universal high income, not merely basic income. Everyone will have the best medical care, food, home, transport, and everything else, sustainable abundance. This will happen whether I want it to or not. Elon, talking about Starship, said, yes, in about 6 or 7 years, there will be days where Starship launches more than 24 times in 24 hours. 24 a day, though, would be peak. Sustained is more like about 10 a day. Right Angle News Network said breaking a 21-year-old American tourist has been stabbed in the face on a Dresden tram after intervening to stop a migrant from harassing female passengers Sunday, with the migrant released hours later.
Elon said Germany is releasing violent felons back to the streets so they can hurt more people. This is insane.
Catherine Brodsky says, do you judge every claim, idea, or policy on its own merits rather than against some wholesale fit within a certain ideology? If so, congratulations, you are a centrist.
Elon said, I aspire to do so.
Daily Mail says girl 17 is stabbed to death while calling cops to report being followed on her bike ride home in Holland as cops arrest asylum seeker who raped a woman days earlier.
Elon said the authorities should face severe consequences for failing to jail a violent rapist who had already been arrested twice. They should be fired and serve prison time.
Elon then said a million reviews with 4.9 average for Grok, and still Apple refuses to mention Grok on any lists. He then said any government driving destruction of its own people is not legitimate. Grums reported that Microsoft is funding a game called Take Us North about migrating as illegal immigrants into the USA.
And Elon said, weird.
Rupert Lowe says our gang inquiry has today released research detailing 85 local authorities in which the gang-based sexual exploitation of children is taking place or has historically done so. This is one of the most comprehensive exposés of the gang scandal.
Elon said 85 cities in Britain where local authorities were complicit in the of children.
And then Elon posted the St. George's Cross flag. All right, time for EV tip of the week. Just a quick one here. If you're in your Tesla and you're having trouble seeing the screen like I am, and you like the fonts to be a little bigger, there is a setting for that. Under display, you can choose larger fonts.
Nice.
Yeah. Simple, but easy. And it's per driver, so it's not for everybody. Like, if you don't want it, you don't have that. All right, it's time for supercharger reviews. Let's see what we got out there in the world of superchargers.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. I'm Gabriella, and I'm here at the Olema 6 stall, which just opened recently. And it's right on Highway 1 in California, near the Point Reyes National Forest. And it's just gorgeous here. First of all, it's a beautiful place to stop. There's a beautiful hotel called the Olema House, which has lovely walking gardens, which they encourage you to walk through. There's delicious coffee and desserts, as well as a full restaurant, as well as a very nice hotel with rooms ranging from $300 up to about $1,000 for the cottages per night. It's lovely, and I recommend it. I'd give it a 9 out of 10, and now you know.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. Tom here, reporting you from the 8-stall supercharger in beautiful Prince Edward Island, just outside the capital city of Charlottetown. It's the one and only supercharger station on Prince Edward Island at this time. I've rented a very nice 2023 Model Y long range off of Turo and have been touring the province while I'm here visiting. The location is quite good, a bit of a tourist trap, but we've got the famous Cow's Ice Cream burger joint there, as well as various little shops, breweries, restaurants, and other places like that. Got up to about 180 kilowatt charging speed and topped up pretty quick. Pretty satisfactory. All in all, I'd give this an 8 out of 10. Just off the highway, so easy to get to. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger Reviews. If you want to join our Supercharger Review page, you can head over to our website, nowyouknowchannel.com.
It's free.
It's free. You can watch all the Supercharger Reviews you want, and you can upload your own.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, today.
Don't forget to head over to Patreon next for your Patreon bonus stories and enter for your chance to win the Tesla Wall Connector. The drawing is happening soon.
See you on Thursday, everyone.
Now you know.